We're going to head out to Ypsilanti and be joined by Eastern Michigan head coach Chris Creighton. Good morning, Chris. How are you?
Good, thank you. Good morning.
Thank you for your time, and obviously a wild afternoon on Saturday with that 34-29 victory over Central Connecticut State. And after getting back and watching the film, Chris, talk about the performance and the victory by your Eagles.
Well, it was a victory, and the performance piece of it, though, was not very consistent. Not to take anything away from Central Connecticut, I do want to say I believe that they outcoached and outplayed us, and I hate that, and I love that at the same time. That's normally, you know, in terms of playing hard, I mean, that's something that we take great pride in, and, you know, feel as though whether we're, you know, winning or losing a game, our effort and energy is usually, pretty strong. And but Central Connecticut outplayed us, and so we were fortunate to win that game. It was a little wild and crazy. You know, had lightning delays and just kind of weird weather. We started late and had the delay, and first game at home and with the new building, and it was awesome. It was just different. And then, you know, the crazy, you know, block punt to win it at the end. So mixed emotions both after the game and then, you know, continuing in today.
Again, a reminder for our writers on the call, please hit *1 on your keypad for questions for Coach Creighton and all of our coaches throughout today's conference call. Let's go to our first question for Coach Creighton.
Our first question is from Joe with Eastern Echo.
Hi, Coach. So you guys
Hi,
had
Joe.
242 yards of offense in the first half against Central Connecticut and then just 131 in the second half. So what adjustments did they make at halftime that made it so much harder to move the ball? And how does that affect your points of emphasis and practice over the next 2 weeks?
Yeah, no, it's a good question. I feel as though defensively they did make some adjustments, at halftime that we did not adjust to quickly enough. There were things that we could see and realize, but weren't able to get that, you know, communicated in all the different ways that that needs to be communicated in order for us to be successful. So, you know, we were pretty slow coming out of halftime offensively, and we got it going again, and then we were slow coming out of the lightning delay. Good job by them, and we just didn't counter fast enough.
All right, and then I had one more for you. So you're 3-1 for the second time in your tenure. How do you feel that translates for the state of the program?
State of the program. I think that, I'll tell you this. It's reflective of what we believe, and that is if we're playing really well, that we believe that we can be successful, you know, on Saturdays. And that if we don't play up to our capability, that we won't be successful. And so, you know, maybe 3-1 is reflective of the fact that we have the ability to play and to play at a high level, and we also have the ability to get beat. So that's what I would tell you in terms of the state of the program.
Thanks, Coach.
Yep.
Your next question is from Chris Vanini with The Athletic.
Hey, Chris, what can you say about Matthew Sexton's effort on that block punt? And I know he went in untouched, but what can you say about him on that play?
Oh, man. We worked that hard, and he's had a couple of them in his career. If you've seen it, in some ways it looks effortless. And, you know, I know when guys, the best guys, when they're blocking punts, it looks as if they're not going hard because they just got so much poise. They shoot their hands low and late. They keep their eyes on the ball. They take the ball right off the foot. And, you know, with Matt, it just was all of that. And so there was a ton of effort involved, but it, again, I think in some ways it looked effortless, And that is just kudos to him and our defensive our special teams coordinator, Jay Nunez, the time and effort that they put into that. I'd also tell you that if you look at the our player inside of Matt, just did an unbelievable job of chasing the hip to bring down their end man on the line of scrimmage, and then the way that we adjusted to attack their two-man shield also allowed for Matt to get there. And so it's never about one guy. And Matt did his job, pretty close to perfectly. But it's a chain reaction of a lot of guys doing their job and honestly believing. I think the other point to make about the block punt is, we had, I think, minute 40 with two timeouts left. And so, we thought we'd get the ball with maybe 15 to 20 seconds left if, we were able to hold them to a three and out. And our defense played some of their best football of the day when we seemingly, were out of the game. And so when you want to talk about things that you're proud of or the state of the program, the defense didn't hang their head. They went out there and played with passion and executed at a high level. We were able to use the timeouts, which gave us a chance, for a block punt or potentially a long field, but maybe time for two plays and a field goal.
And have you ever been a part of a finish as unexpected as that?
So that's a trick question. We always expect to be successful, but I will say this was one of the wildest or crazy finishes. I've been a part of some miraculous finishes, and this is right up there with those.
All right, thanks, Chris.
Yep.
Chris, you touched upon it earlier, and some, obviously the uniqueness of Saturday with the weather delays. Just talk about, right at the start of the game, and then also in the second half, the challenge for you as a coach and kind of keeping guys focused during those delays when you don't know how long they're going to be, and just that circumstance where it creates for you as coaches in leading your team.
Yeah, I mean, everybody goes through the same thing. A lightning delay, you just don't know how much time. So, rest your body, but don't rest your mind. And we'll keep you updated. And then coaches are scheming and whatnot. Listen, they had the same delay that we did. Everybody goes through it at some point. It just was not, the fact that we scored – the play before the delay to go up 28-15 is not a good recipe. It's just not. And so there's nothing anybody can do about it. But, you feel good, when you score a touchdown. And then you get this long break. And that's all that time of feeling good. And that's not how I want our team to feel, ever. But that's, that's just part of the natural human emotion that you go through. So they handled that obviously way better. I mean, we played the first two downs really well, and then they broke a huge play on third and seven. And that really got them rolling, and we were unable to respond to that. So I've just got to do a better job. Our guys care. They're into it. It's not like I'm fighting our team. I just got to do a better job of keeping them mentally in tune and driven and all of that all the way through.
Well, Chris, congratulations on the victory. Obviously, enjoy your bye week and some reflective time for you and your program. We will talk to you again next Monday morning.
Look forward to it. Thanks.
Okay. Thanks, Chris. Again, for Chris Creighton and his Eastern Michigan Eagles in that 34-29 victory, quarterback Mike Glass, 26 of 39 passing for 279 yards and a career-high 4 touchdowns in that victory. Of course, Eastern Michigan, again, they'll have the bye week. The next will be playing at Central Michigan on October 5th.